This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Praise be to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the world. We seek assistance from him. We worship him and ask him for forgiveness. There is nothing worthy of worship except the one Lord, Allah alone. I bear witness that there is nothing to be worshipped except him alone, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Allah Most High says to us in the Quran, Qul, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah Most High says in the Quran, of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be on him, say to the people, if you wish that Allah love you, then follow me, and Allah will love you. Pardon me. Say to the people, if you love Allah, pardon me, if you love Allah, if you love Allah, that is, if you love God, فَتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and he will forgive you your sins. For Allah is most forgiving, oft forgiving, and merciful. Dear beloved Muslims, we are Muslims. If we are Muslims, we are Muslims indeed. And Muslims are believers in Allah. Muslims are worshippers of Allah. Muslims are religious people. Their deen is al-Islam. Their religion is al-Islam. And Muslims love everything that Allah has created for them of good. And everything that he has created is good. It's only our ignorance, our misuse of what he has done that brings harm to ourselves. We love Allah's creation. What is the best of Allah's creation? Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It's established in this religion that Allah created everything, this earth, skies, everything. And the best that he created was Muhammad. Peace and blessings be on the Messenger of God. The best that he created was Muhammad. Now, if you love money, if you love women, if you love young men or handsome men, whatever you love, if you love those things, how much more, if you are Muslim, should you love Allah? It's the best that he created is Muhammad. And how much more should you love Muhammad? You should love Allah much more because he created all that for you. And you should love Muhammad because he is the best of what he created for you. He created Muhammad for us as a mercy and a guide, a caller to all that is good. And he did that. He fulfilled his obligations to his Lord, Allah. He called the people to all that was good. And he didn't compromise. He didn't sell the agreement with God. He fulfilled that agreement. And it meant braving the opposition of forces much greater than his, it seemed. Armies, men that outnumbered him and his following so many times over. Hostile people of his homeland that didn't like what he was teaching simply because it required a change on their part. Not that it was wrong. It was right and the best for all of them. But it required a change on their part. And they hated him for it. So they made a lot of mischief. Devilish things, little petty devilish things they did to disturb his peace, to keep him with some problem, and to hold back the progress for Muhammad, that peace and blessings be upon him. But Allah made him triumph. Allah protected his work and gave him victory over those ignorant, petty oppressors, petty troublemakers. He made him victorious over them. And his victory was the victory for slaves like Bilal. His victory was the victory for oppressed people who were oppressed by the dictatorships, the empires. Romans, Greeks, Persians, those people were dictators and oppressive empires that oppressed human beings, held down human beings, denied them their rights. And it was Prophet Muhammad, inspired by God, who led the fight for human freedom, human dignity, for justice to the common man, and overthrew the heavy yoke that those empires had put upon the common people. It was him. So why shouldn't we love him? All freedom-loving people who know the history, they love Prophet Muhammad, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. All freedom-loving people that know the true history, they love Muhammad. And Muslims should love him. Allah says in the Quran, he is dearer to you than your relatives, than your wives, your children. He should be more beloved to you than those. We should love him. So we say, oh, I love God. But have you thought? Do you really love God? If you really love God, then you will love God's greatest favor to you. And God's greatest favor to you is the gift of guidance that saves you from error, saves you from confusion, saves you from corruption. If you really love God, then you will love his gift. And his gift is the Quran. And his gift came by way of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Muhammad was the one who gave this Quran to us. From his mouth the words came into the ears of human beings. We didn't see it until the words came from his mouth into the ears of the human beings. We didn't see the Quran. We didn't have Quran. And he was the one who had the faith in Allah and the strength of character and the decency, the purity of heart to brave the anger, the wrath, the reprisals of people who wanted to keep life down and miserable for the common people. He was the one who braved that. He took up that challenge. He was the first one to be attacked. He took the battle to the enemy. He met them on the battlefield for our sake. Now, why shouldn't we love him? What kind of hypocrites are we in this community that think we can just come and make prayers and go through the show like Muslims do throughout the world and have Qurans in our houses and say assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam and say these things but really don't love Prophet Muhammad? We are nothing but hypocrites. What kind of people are we? Don't really love Prophet Muhammad. You want somebody else as a prophet that didn't receive the Quran, that didn't do those great things that we just mentioned, that wasn't pure and clean enough to receive the Quran from God. And you want to make them the messenger. You want to steal the Quran from Prophet Muhammad and make another man who didn't receive it the messenger and who didn't earn that high place before God and before man. You want to give him that credit. Why? What kind of hypocrites are you? Foolish people. And the people you love are people that didn't give you anything but a lot of headaches, a lot of disappointments, a lot of division among yourselves, fighting among yourselves, hating yourself and hating each other. That's all they gave you. And you want to love them and make them the prophet and give them the gift that came to Muhammad. You want to make it, credit them with it. Oh, that came to them. You're crazy people. You have to come out of that silliness. You've been fooled. And sometimes I think you're devils. You're devils, and no help for a devil. No matter what skin he come in or what color he is, no help for a devil. We should love Prophet Muhammad. Some of us want to fool outsiders. Make outsiders think that it's your Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad who's trying to keep out the real teachings of Islam. Say, see, he won't give us this. We don't have these books. I tell you where Qazi's store is. How come you don't go get those books you want? I don't have the books. I'm not obligated to come pass out books to you in your hands. I tell you what this religion is, and I tell you where you can get good books. Now, why don't you go get the good books? And stop trying to fool these people. They're smarter than you think they are. I want to make outsiders think the Imam is holding back the religion in this community. And I got to fight you to get the religion in the community. You're the problem. You're the one that's trying to keep the religion out and pretending to be true Muslims. This is terrible. Well, Allah says to Prophet Muhammad to tell the people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Follow me. How can you follow Prophet Muhammad if you don't know him? We have passed out in this community a book called the 40 Hadith, the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. We also have a book, 40 collected hadith called the Qudsi from Jerusalem, hadith that was given in Jerusalem by that name, pardon me, not Jerusalem, Qudsi, holy hadith. They are considered to be like revealed, inspired by God, almost next to Quran, not Quran, but inspired, not just his talk, but under inspiration, he said those things. And we have also passed out that. You have those. And then we've told you about the authentic sources, Bukhari and Muslim, the great volumes that were collected by them. We have them in the library here. And we've told you where to go get those books if you want them. What excuse have you now to blame the Imam for holding you back? It's you. You're holding yourself back, and you want to hold others back. You don't want them to get this religion. If you love Prophet Muhammad, then you should follow him. First of all, if you love God, you should love Prophet Muhammad. No way to love God as a Muslim and not love Prophet Muhammad. That's impossible. And if you truly love God, as Allah said in the Quran, then you should follow Muhammad. Follow him. You follow people you admire. These youngsters, watch them how they copy their heroes they admire. How they copy their people in their environment, their peers that they admire. They copy them. They try to be like them. And you're not jumping on them saying, hey, what are you, a slave? You worshiping that boy? How come you act like that boy? You worshiping that boy? But you'll jump on him if I tell him to be a good Muslim. What are you, a slave? You worshiping the Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad? What are you, a slave? You worship Prophet Muhammad? He's no God. He's a man just like everybody else. You rather your children worship criminals and crazy people than to have a good model, the most excellent model, Prophet Muhammad, as an influence in their life. If we tell them to be good Muslims, you tell them he's trying to be a dictator. He's trying to dictate to you what you should be. That's how come the teenagers are out there on the corner now instead of here in the Jummah. Because you parents, the parents of those teenagers, are so jealous, rather than see them admire their Imam, they will let them, encourage them, let them go away from the masjid. go and have some fried chicken, Kentucky fried chicken, during Jummah. Don't let nobody dictate to you. You can't handle them at home. The police can't handle them in the streets. They just following the world with no direction. And we trying to help you and them. And you, because you're jealous of one human being, you're jealous of another human being, you won't support them coming to the Jummah. It's terrible. When I came here, I saw practically all the teenagers out there on the street corner. And just wandering around. Just loafing around. And we're gathering here for Jummah. That's not their fault. That's the parents' fault. And we're going to hold the teachers responsible for it, too. The last teacher that had those teenagers, you're responsible to come with those teenagers to Jummah. If a young girl is on her cycle and she's not presentable or not in condition for Jummah, that's different. We've already made the provision for that. We accommodate them in the library. We have arranged to have someone, a responsible sister, who also is in a situation like that, or who's not obligated to come to Jummah, so that's a duty that will excuse her from Jummah, to go over there with the students and see that they are using the library in a constructive Islamic way and not just wasting their time if they can't come to Jummah. But these young boys, there's no excuse for them not to come to Jummah. If we want these young boys to have a good future, if we're truly Muslims, we will encourage these young boys, 12 and up, to join the men in Jummah. And the others, we have someone there for them, too. We have arranged the situation so that no one will be neglected. The little children that can't join us, we have someone to take care of them. But you should encourage these youngsters, especially these boys, 12 and up, encourage them to join the men in Jummah. A few years from now, before you can blink your eye two or three times, those kids are going to be men looking you in the face. With no direction, no purpose in life, and you're going to be regretting that. Especially when that misery starts to come on you, and you start to pay for it. Well, let us take advantage of the great blessing of having the Quran and the example of Prophet Muhammad and this religion and a leader who wants to see the best for this community. You should want a leader like that. I know I do. I'm a Muslim. I wouldn't choose the weaker leader. If I had a choice, I would choose the stronger leader. I wouldn't choose the one with the low morals. I would choose the one with the better morals. I wouldn't choose the one that just go along with anything I do. I want to be strong. I don't want nobody to make me feel comfortable in my wrong. I would go along with the one that checked me and say, no, that's wrong. Because I'm a Muslim. So let us think over that and look at ourselves and see if you like yourself like that. I don't think I like myself like that. So let us look at ourselves and see if you like what you're seeing when you look at yourself as you are. And then make yourself better for Allah's pleasure, to please your Lord. So Allah says, if you love God, then follow his messenger, and God will love you. And he'll forgive you your sins. You're not going to be forgiven sins, and the biggest sin you're committing that one. So we pray Allah strengthen those who have faith. Purify their hearts. Increase their faith. Increase their righteousness. And bless them with knowledge in this religion, and bless them with genuine interest, where they are not playing games and playing little petty games like little children, just making annoyances just for the kick of it, you know, just for the pleasure. You know, well, human beings, grown ups, behave like that. That's a shame. We can excuse little children, you know, they get in little petty devilish thing and make a little misery for somebody and then laugh, you know, a little prank, pull a little prank and then laugh. But grown-ups around here, bawling like I am in the head, graying like I am, you know. Old, 50 years old or more. and still around here doing little petty things to make life miserable for another human being. That's disgraceful. I'm telling you, you're really shaming yourself. Allah made you a dignified creature, and you just shame what Allah made when you put yourself on that low, petty level. Muslims come around from out of community, you look at them like this and say, what you doing here? Oh, we ain't like you. How come you're not like them? Muslims are the same all over the earth. We have but one Allah and one messenger and one book. We're the same all over the earth. I want these Muslims who come visit us from other communities to know you're not getting that attitude from me. I respect Muslims. I've always done that. My father taught me to respect them, and even though he didn't teach the religion as it should be taught, as it should have been taught, but he told me to respect Muslims from different parts of the world. I always respected them. He taught us to identify and want that we all were the same Muslim, even though we weren't. In what we were teaching, we weren't. But he taught us to identify with them. So I didn't treat them like they were intruders. We welcomed them and respected them. Now, what do we got here? Continuation of some kind of game that was started back there in the past? By the enemies of this religion who care nothing about blacks or the religion or anything. They just used us to hurt the image of the religion and to keep us divided so they can benefit. Now, you all going to continue that, knowing that they used us to their advantage? You going to continue dividing Muslims and practicing this racism and rejecting Prophet Muhammad and having in your heart a hope he hurry up and die? I hope Wallace hurry up and leave here or die or something so we can get back like we were. We want the good old days. Are you that silly? Be ashamed of yourself. After you see the blessings of Allah in this community, you see how Allah is blessing us. We have a better spirit now than we ever had. We have less abuse of the individual than we ever experienced. Opportunity now for us to really progress as Muslims if we want to. And we have recognition and respect all around the earth. Anywhere you go, if you live by what we're teaching here, it's the same that they live by. They will respect it and welcome you as their brother and sister. Now, you don't want that? Maybe I ought to call back Captain Joseph from New York. He's telling him to take over these people. He'll teach you a lesson real quick. Let's be appreciative. Allah tells in the Quran that He is appreciative. God is appreciative. And no matter how small the good you do or the respect you show, Allah appreciates that. That's Almighty God. What does He doesn't need us. Now, do you think we ever can come to a happy state of life if we don't appreciate anything? Don't appreciate the goodness of another brother and sister? Don't appreciate the favors that's being done by us? And most of all, the biggest sin of all, we don't appreciate the Quran, don't appreciate Prophet Muhammad, unless we can make it like we want. It was revealed 15,000 years ago. The black people put it together. Elijah is the prophet. Elijah is the messenger of God. That's the messenger. I'll say that until I die. Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of God. So what are you doing here? That's what I want to know. What are you doing here? I know some people think the same way. Why aren't you with them? It's a shame. It's a shame. You're too weak to make up your own mind. You're too weak to decide what you want for yourself. It's a shame. I hope Allah will forgive us for these sins and strengthen our hearts so that we can live the faith as it should be. And give us the nature to appreciate, spirit that is, spirit to appreciate Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, this Quran, and everything that we have in this religion, and appreciate your community, and appreciate the good believers, and never choose an immoral person over a moral person. Never choose a criminal person over a decent person. Never do that. You make yourself the same type when you do that. I don't care how good you live. Maybe you don't drink whiskey. You don't smoke cigarettes. You don't eat pork. You don't commit fornication or adultery. You don't curse. You don't use swearing language. You don't do any of those things. But you favor a weak, immoral person against a good person just because that good person is not satisfying your particular wish. Then you just destroy all that good you did. You're not committing adultery. You're not drinking. All that goes for nothing. Terrible.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.